Hey, we're going to do one on Richard Cleveland. Richard Cleveland. And we're going to start by saying that. Let's see. Mr. Cleveland is a. So sorry, slow computer. Eighty-eight-year-old gentleman with history of BPH who presented to the emergency room on or about June of 2020 with abdominal pain and distension. CT scan of the abdomen showed a bowel perforation with a sigmoid colon mass, period. Subsequently, the patient was diagnosed with colon cancer. Patient's family history was not available at the time. And patient declined any treatment since June of last year. He has now developed a stage 4 colon cancer. His condition has deteriorated. His performance status has worsened. He has chronic nausea and vomiting, decreased appetite, severe weight loss, second to disease progression, period. Any paragraph. His lab today shows the H&H of, we did not do a lab today because patient did not want to proceed with any laboratory examination. We spoke about his condition for approximately 40 minutes, period. We talked about evaluating, coordinating, and managing and providing care to the patient along with his family, period. Patient subsequently has decided against any further treatment and would like to proceed with hospice care at this time. Patient is weak, has very little appetite, has had tremendous amount of weight loss, as I mentioned, approximately 12 pounds just in the past week. He appears pale, he's anemic, he's weak, he's now becoming ADL dependent. And he most likely has less than 6 months to live, period. His KPS score is at, I think, 40%. Let's see. KPS score is at 40%. He's in pain. He requires pain medication around the block. He's short of breath and is agitated, period. In a paragraph, overall prognosis is quite poor given his disease progress, and he's expected to die within 6 months with hospice care. Thank you.